Chovas Harvodas Monday night, the second night of the Shara Avodas Elokim. Before we go weiter, two things I thought I had a sort of an insight, perhaps, Bezus Hashem, that I had since last night. I didn't write it down. I probably only remember one of them. Oh, the idea. Oh, okay. We're going to see that the Chovas Halvavos will say that really the only Hakaras HaTov that Hashem wants, so to speak. In other words, he's going to build up in the Hagdama that when you owe someone something, so then you're indeed beholden to him. That's the human condition. The human being, a normal, rational, decent, moral human being, feels compelled to pay back when someone does a tova for him. Obviously, it'll be commensurate with the degree of tova someone does for me. Someone opens a door for me, okay. Someone saves my life, right? Someone saves my son's life. It's even more, really. You know, and now, so the Chovas Halvavos holds that that's the basis of our Avodas Hashem. And as I said in a drasha once, and it bears repeating, to say that something is the basis of our Avodas Hashem means it's a... So you can't say Hashem told us to do it, because he's questioning, he wants to make it rational and compelling that we should listen to Hashem. So you can't explain our obligation to listen to Hashem by saying, because Hashem told us to listen to him. That's what's called circular reasoning, and right? And the Chovas Halvavos is very much not saying that. And he's searching for the key that means of something that's compelling and rational and moral even before Hashem tells us to do it. And that, he says, is, as he'll show now in the Psicha, that is the person's hergeshim of payback when someone does something for you. You could ask a philosophical question, if you're so inclined, about why, and as Hashem created people. If you're on the ball, you'll say it begs, as Hashem made a person that way. And really, this goes into the omek of the Ramchal's explanation of Hashem's creation of the world and the creation of a person, which is the idea of Nama de Kisufa, that Hashem created a person that the moral, decent, rational, thinking person doesn't want freebies. And a person feels, I don't want a freebie. I want to earn. So therefore, when you give me something and it's a freebie, I didn't do anything to deserve it, so then I feel chaser. I don't feel mole. If someone gives me $1 million as a present, the decent, rational, moral person doesn't feel like he's rich. He feels like he's poor. Like, oh boy, like someone gave me $1 million for nothing. What do I do now to make it that I will have deserved this? That I did something for it, so that it could truthfully and rightfully and decently be called mine. Like someone gave it to me, it's not really mine, I didn't do anything for it. That's how Hashem constructed a person. He constructed a person that way because that's the whole system of the whole everything of the universe, of the Bria, of Bechira, of Olam Haba, right? Because Hashem, you say Hashem's a Meitiv. So like, why didn't he just parcel out Olam Haba? The answer is that would not be a true Tova. The true Tova is that we earn our Olam Haba. The irony is, how do we earn it? We earn it through exercising our Bechira. So Hashem's model of the universe is a person that feels compelled to pay back when something's done for him. I'm explaining the underlying lumdus and omek of this hergish that the Chavis Halvavus describes in the Psicha, which Grada explains the basis for Avodas Hashem. That the basis for Avodas Hashem is the fact that Hashem gave us everything we have, including our very existence. So, of course, we have to pay back. Now, what payback does Hashem want? Chavis holds not much. Not much. Have you ever tried to eat two kazeis of matzah in 3 minutes? Come on. Not much. What are you telling me not much for? Nobody's laughing. No one's listening. Hashem wants the real payback. He only wants acknowledgement. That's what I said once in a different rosha. If you look at all the mitzvahs ben adam lamakom, virtually all the mitzvahs haseis are really just different ways of acknowledging that Hashem exists and that Hashem gives us things and gave us things on a personal level, on a national level. He gave us the Torah. He gives us life. He exists. He's Echad. He's Ein Sheni. And you start thinking about all the mitzvahs. Torah, Tefillin, Tzitzis, Kriyat Shema, Pesach. And you realize that virtually every single Bein Adam LaMokom is really this acknowledgement of Hashem. And that's the payback he wants. Hashem doesn't want us, okay, someone saves your life. And then he says, okay, what can I do? Tell me what to do for you. I want you to climb that mountain over there. You know, you might lose your cheshek for payback very quickly. Like, what? Stop, I should climb that mountain? Like, okay, like, if that, I want to do something for you. I want to do something for you. That's how I pay you back. I do something for you. You did something for me. What can I do for you? Now, we can't do anything for Hashem. It's an absurd question, and there's no answer. The only thing we can do for Hashem, and it's not really doing for him, but it's like the closest we can get to it, is to acknowledge that he did it. That's all. To acknowledge that he gave, that he, to acknowledge that he's real, to acknowledge that he's there, to be makabel malchuso, to say, you know, you gave it to me. That's all he wants. And that means lahodos, ulahalel, l'shabeach, l'foyer, l'romen, lahader, l'vorech, l'yale, ulakales. That's what it means. Shiru, shvocha, halel, v'zimra, ozumim, shalom, netzach, gdulo, gura, tilo, v'zberes, dusho, malchus. It's not a joke. There's 11 words there. Brachos lo da'os makes it 13. They mean, you know, it's said. Please be mocking me, except for Reuven Goldman, who studies davening. Right? Every word means something. We don't even know. We have no shaychus to it. I don't. No shaychus to it. Like, well, thank Hashem. Okay, that's lahodos. Levarech, okay. Lahalel, okay. Then we're stuck, man. Lahalel, lakales, right? Lahodos, lahalel, lashabech, lefarel, lerohim. But that's what we're supposed to do. So Hashem makes it easier for us. He says, don't eat chometz, eat matzah. That's acknowledging I took you out of Mitzrayim, that I'm the Adon Kol, that I do nisim, that I'm not tied to Teva, that I'm the master of the whole world. That's every mitzvah. You look in the chinuch, every mitzvah associated with Pesach, and then tefillin, because that's Yitzias Mitzrayim also, and then there's mezuzah, everything. Challah, any mitzvah you could think of, when you really think about the base of the mitzvah, at base, it's v'tzadik be'emunoso yichya, which is the omek hapshat in the Gemara in Makos, right, when it says, bo David, midon al, yeah, and it keeps whittling it down, and then the final, like, after they put all the mitzvahs through the ringer, the Gemara is looking for mitzvah essence. You know what? Not what's it called? When you buy in the store. What? When you buy in the store, peppermint extract. Peppermint. So the Gemara is looking for that one mitzvah extract that's like so powerful that this is like all the lemons in the world got together. Like you're holding it, you know, like lemon extract. or right? Don't they sell these things? So that's the tzaddik b'emunaso yechye. It's the belief that Hashem exists. Because really, in other machavero is a whole other thing which we'll talk about. But now we're going to cover this other, so we won't talk about it now. So that, those two yesodos are very important. That he's talking about the compelling nature of listening to Hashem. Not of listening to Hashem, of paying Hashem back in some way, shape, or form, because that's the nature of a person that's Mekabel Tova. Now, you have to understand the intensity of that. Because when you're small, you say, Hashem, okay, Bokeh Achivrim, hooray, I'd be blind if not for Hashem. But if you went through Shara Yichud, and you went through Shara Bechina, then you are extremely conscious of the fact that Hashem is everything, and everything you have is really Hashem's. You don't really have anything of your own. So if someone saves your life, you don't know what to do for them. Like, you don't know how to thank them. You're beside yourself with emotion and with, you don't know what to do. Like, you wish there was something you could do. You wish. What can I do to pay you back? Like, you saved my life. Like, how can I thank you? Like, you don't know what to do. So Hashem gave us life and gives us every minute of breath, the whole Shara Bechina. And really, Hashem does everything that exists, and you gain a greater consciousness of that by learning Shara Yichud. So then we should be like drunk, or we should be beside ourselves with frustration, with joy, with love of Hashem, and like, what can I do to pay you back? And today you say, well, he doesn't want much. He doesn't want much. And then you really get into it, instead of mitzvahs being an oel and a burden and pain in the neck sometimes, Chas v'Shalom, it becomes a joyful experience. And this is the way you pay Hashem back. And then you end up thanking him, because this is what you do. Someone saves your life, and then for a week you keep nagging him to tell him. I don't know if perhaps you've experienced something like this. Someone saves your life. Someone gives you a job. Someone lends you money for a mortgage. Like such a small little speck of dust on your life. But your uncle comes through and lends you money for a down payment so you can buy a house, right? And then you ask him for a week, you know, what can I do to pay you back? I'm not getting into Rubis issues, okay, I'm sorry. He gives you a present. He doesn't lend you the money. He says, I'm giving the down payment. You just have to make the payments. I'm giving the down payment. You just have to make the mortgage payments. You know, what can I do for you? How can I thank you? And you badger him for a week. And then after a week, he says, you know, bring me some Diet Mountain Dew, you know, from America. Then you end up being thankful. I'm sure we've all experienced this in some way. You end up being thankful for telling you what you can do to express your thanks to him. That's because a person feels chaser. That's the makeup of a decent, moral, thinking, rational person, is that you feel chaser when someone does something for you and you can't pay it back. That's how Hashem structured a person. And you're so thankful when he tells you how you can pay him back. Like, now you lose that chaser feeling of being like a taker, of being namad de kisufa, of just taking something you don't deserve, and you're thankful that you're able to pay him back. Okay, we'll stop here.